In the studio with me right now, I have Charles Bingham, who's the president of the Sitka Local Foods Network, and Nina Viscarando, the manager of the Sitka Farmers Market. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
It's good to see you both this morning. Thanks for joining us. You are here to tell us a little bit about the farmers market, so I hear, and I am thrilled to bring this information to the listeners this morning. I just was thinking maybe a broad paintbrush scene of what is a farmers market?
Well, for those of you who have been here before, we usually have tables full of local produce. The Sitka Local Foods Network grows local produce over at St. Peter's Fellowship Farm, so we have a farm stand. We have various vendors that will bring in home baked goods. Sometimes we have seafood. Sometimes we have cottage foods, you know, people who are making jams and jellies, those kind of prepared foods. We have arts and crafts people, hot lunches, live music. You know, it's fun for the whole family. It's kind of a good community connection spot.
Yeah, for sure. And Nina, you're coming in from New York, yeah?
Yes. I just moved from New York in September, where I managed markets in downtown Manhattan and in Staten Island. So I have some experience, but visiting the farmers market last year here in Sitka, it was like a different ambiance. I loved that there was an indoor and an outdoor, and how it's not only local foods, but supporting our local artists, all the local talents here in Sitka.
The musicians were playing.
It's like a different vibe. I was like, wow, this is a different kind of scene, which I'm excited to be part of this year.
I can't tell you how exciting it is to hear from, like, yeah, I'm from Manhattan, but Sitka's got something.
No, because there's something about small town living and supporting, this is knowing your farmer on a whole different level.
Yeah. It's not just like, oh, here's a picture of them and their family story. It's like, Actually, you're going to run into them multiple times today.
Yeah,
that's good. And the market's been going on for a while. Tell us a little bit about the history, Charles.
Okay. This is the 10th year of the Sitka Farmers Market, and it came out of the second Sitka Health Summit. There were a couple of projects that were food-oriented that led to the start of the Sitka Local Foods Network. One was people wanted a community market where they could find fish, they could find produce and everything. They wanted local food. And then the other was they wanted to expand community gardens and try and get a community greenhouse here. And so that year, the Sitka Health Summit was in April as opposed to now it's in the fall. And so within a month or so after the Health Summit, we had St. Peter's Episcopal Church. They leased us a bunch of land in the back of their church so we could set up a communal garden. And by August, we were ready for the first of our first three markets that year. And then we had five markets in 2009, six markets for the next several years. And then last year was our first with seven markets. And in 2012, we became the first market in Southeast Alaska to accept SNAP, you know, food stamps.
Nice.
Or WIC benefits. And we matched the first $20 for produce at the farm stand for beneficiaries. So we're trying to get more local food to people with lower income, you know, make it a little bit more accessible for people.
Yeah, that's excellent. And a history in the making. I do love that. And tell us more about the $20.
Basically, you know, if you have your Alaska Quest card, which is your SNAP EBT card, or if you have your WIC coupons, whenever you come in, you know, and you are buying $20 worth of, if you have for the first $20, we'll give you another $20 worth of produce. So, you know, a lot of people may not go that much, but it's something to kind of help extend their benefits, because, I mean, a lot of people, they don't really get more than like $150, $200 for their SNAP for the whole month. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way to kind of get more fresh produce and healthier food to them.
So the good people at the farmers market are doubling their produce money, basically.
Yeah.
That's excellent. And so that's a history chunk. And it sounds like this year we have seven again. Is that right?
Right. And okay. Our first market is 10 to 1 on
Saturday.
Yeah, over at A&B Hall. And our other dates are July 15th, July 29th, August 12th, August 19th, September 2nd, and September 9th. And so those will all be over at A&B Founders Hall from 10 to 1. And there's no charge to come in, you know, so, you know, feel free to come in, browse. If you see something you want, you got it. If you don't see anything you want, maybe you'll run into neighbors and have a place to, you know, connect with people. And that's another advantage of the market, is it's a great people place for connections.
It's also a great place, I think, to see if there is something you don't have that you would like to have. You can just go find these guys and say, hey, what do you think about having a place with, say, gluten-free bread? And then Bridget Kaufman shows up and starts baking gluten-free bread. So I think that's the other beautiful part, is that it is so directed by people here as well. So if you know somebody that has a skill, can bring to the farmer's market, sounds like it's an open door.
Yeah, tell them to give me a call. And if you're a local musician or if you're a local cook, we're trying to do like a featured cook at every market. So if you're interested, yeah, give me a call and we can make that happen.
Nice. Tell us a little bit, Nina, about the returning vendors for this year. Who are some of the folks that are coming back?
So we have Ron and Harriet McLean with Fishbone Studios. Elizabeth Faulkner with Friendship Beating, Mike and Mim McConnell with Blue Heron Gifts, Jennifer Black with Charlie O Creations, Charlotte Candelaria and Dave Nichols with Sika Sea Salt, Rich and Lucy Phillips with Pottery, Ashley Ward and her daughter Abigail Ward, who's going to be our first kid vendor. They're going to be having produce, cottage foods, arts and crafts, Phyllis Moore with knitted goods, baked goods, jams and jellies, and Bridget Kaufman with gluten-free baked goods.
Though Bridget is going to be out of town for the first market, so she won't be there until the second market.
Okay, so the second market is the gluten-free goods. And say the Harriet and Ron McLean, the very first one you said again, we lost you on the mic there. You said
Ron and Harriet McLean with Fishbone Studios. They're going to be selling artwork.
That's great.
Oh, and we also have Carol Knuth and Peter Apathy with Reindeer Red Hots.
Oh, I know those Reindeer Red Hots. They used to be on the corner down where Lake and Lincoln crossed.
For many years.
That's great.
Oh, and Carrie with Black Hot Tips. Can't miss him.
Oh, gotta love that. Yeah. Little Carrie, Black Hot Tips.
Carrie McLean.
Great. So those are some of the folks that we've seen in the past. And what do you got for the new vendors this year? Anybody new popping up, stepping up to the plate?
Yes, we're going to have Peter Williams with his Humpback Farms. He's going to be selling various microgreens, rhubarb, mint. We have Braveheart Volunteers. They're going to be making crepes on the spot for you, fresh hot foods.
Nice.
So if you don't want to make breakfast, come on over. We're also going to have Bill and Tess Giant with Northern Giant Screen Printing, live screen printing.
Nice.
They're actually, they've got a Sika Farmers Market logo that they'll do on some of the shirts too. So
that's great.
And we're going to have Youth Advocates of Sika with their smoothie truck.
Oh, smoothies. This is a breakfast extraordinaire right there.
And we're also going to have Sweet Sister Caramels. I love the caramels with Sika the salt.
Oh, so there's sea salt on caramel. And they're made here?
Yes.
Whoa.
Local, yeah.
So
and
their
packaging are so cute, too.
Oh. That's great. Who doesn't like caramel? Raise their hand. No hands are up. So that's beautiful. So it sounds like go hungry, look for the greens. Tell us a little bit about how the greens perform over the summer. Like, what can we expect now, and then what can we expect as, you know, the September month is approaching as far as the produce goes?
Generally, the first couple of markets tend to be more green oriented, just because they tend to come up early, that and the rhubarb. We have from the St. Peter's Fellowship Farm, there'll be lettuce, kale, Swiss chard, and then of course Peter's got his microgreens. And she's got a rhubarb, like I said. The root vegetables, potatoes, carrots, some of that stuff takes a little bit longer for it to come through, and then those will typically show up a little more August than September. So, it's just our growing season. You got to go with what comes up first and everything. But another thing we're doing new this year is, in addition to having some Sika-produced food, we're getting Alaska-grown products from other parts of the state to give people some inspiration. Like the last couple years, we've had barley flour from Alaska Flour Company out of Delta Junction. Mm-hmm. So we've got As a matter of fact, came in the mail about 6 boxes of it the other day. We've got a couple of cases of Evie's Brinery fermented foods like kimchi and kind of sauerkraut and that kind of stuff. And then so that's out of Anchorage. And then we also have Kahiltna Birch Works. They do birch syrup products.
Huh.
And that's out of Palmer. And nice. So we'll have some of those. They do a couple of flavored syrups like raspberry rhubarb and blueberry. They also do a mustard with orange and the birch syrup. And
wow.
They do a wild sauce for like tacos and stuff. And then they also have some birch almond brittle.
Oh, fun. That's exceptional.
And so that's something that's new. And then I'll let Nina talk about the Kid Vendor program.
Yeah, let's hear that.
So the Kid Vendor program, do you have children and you want to teach them how to start paying rent? Just kidding. any kid that's 12 years or younger is able to participate in this program. It's $10 for half a table for the whole season. Huh. And they can sell whatever they'd like. But if they do sell food, they still need to go by the same rules as adults do in the manual. But it's a great way to teach them responsibilities and money exchange and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that's excellent. And it sounds like that's all available online, some of the regulations and rules. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Go in yes.
There.
Yeah, our booth prices, we simplified things this year, and we also brought it back down to our 2015 rates because I'll be honest, we lost a few vendors last year whenever we made some adjustments trying to put more of a focus on the local food, and we lost a lot of our crafters.
Mm.
And so this year, there's no differentiation between the prices. It's $40 for a full table per market, $20 for a half table. A full table is just a little bit longer than 8 foot. And, with the food trucks, we're just kind of putting them as a large table.
Yeah.
And there's no difference between outdoor, indoor, So we're just trying to simplify things, make it a little bit easier for people. And, if people want to get and find out more, they can go to our website, which is SICKALocalFoodsNetwork.org. And in the right column, click on the SICKA Farmers Market logo, and you can get more info. Or you can email SICKAFarmersMarket@gmail.com. Or you can call Nina at
863-286-9230.
Or you can call me at 907-623-7660. And our market dates again are 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from on Saturdays, July 1st, July 15th, July 29th, August 12th, August 19th, September 2nd, and September 9th at A&B Founders Hall.
That is a slam dunk. We are looking forward to that for sure. I like to think about July. You've got the first, middle, and last Saturday of July.
Mm-hmm.
August is a sandwich, the two right in the middle, August. And then September, the first two, and that's it. So come and enjoy all of those dates because there's only one summer, 2017.
And if you're on the days we don't have a market, on the Saturdays we don't have a market, we also have a booth over at Chelan Produce, which does sell some of our local greens and everything. So people can get a greens fix that way
as
well.
That's great. Very good. Thank you both so much for joining me on this fine morning. And what a great bunch of information. We look forward to this Saturday. This has been Charles Bingham, who's a president of the Sitka Local Foods Network, which is kind of the umbrella organization over Sitka Farmers Market, and Nina Viscarando, the manager of the Sitka Farmers Market. I'm so glad you're in town, Nina.
I'm so glad to be here. I've fallen in love with Sitka.
Aww, well, you have upgraded us for sure. So thanks for joining me. Thanks, both of you, for coming in. We'll see you at the Farmers Market on Saturday.
And thanks for fitting us in.
Thanks for having us.